This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. The superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol is defending the agency's purchase of a new airplane. As Marshall Griffin tells us, Colonel Ron Replogle told House Budget Writers that it was his idea to buy the $5.6 million aircraft.
More than one committee member asked Replogle about the quick timetable on the plane's purchase, as the bid went out around December 6th and was awarded on the 17th. Replogle says Beechcraft was offering a discount on that particular King Air 250 because it was a year-old model.
And that price for that year-old model was only available for a certain period of time. In fact, I think we were given that through the end of the year. That price for that aircraft would have changed probably after January the 1st.
Replogle says the plane will also be used for drug interdiction, but acknowledged that it will mostly be used to provide transportation for the governor and other state officials. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
House budget writers also want to question Acting OA Chief Doug Nelson, who signed off on the patrol's request to buy the plane. Business and civic leaders from the St. Louis area are renewing a push for new tax breaks to encourage international exports through Lambert-St. Louis International Airport. A Senate committee heard testimony yesterday on a plan that would authorize up to $7.5 million of annual tax credits for air cargo exports. The proposal is a scaled-back version of a bill that failed during a 2011 special session. Other elements of that doomed package are also back before the legislature. The Senate committee also heard testimony on a bill creating tax incentives for computer data centers. And numerous people testified against the plan to reduce the amount of tax credits awarded for development of low-income housing and the renovation of historic buildings. The University of Missouri, Kansas City's Innovation Center is starting a new program to help entrepreneurs build sustainable high-tech startups and create jobs. Governor Jay Nixon and top executives from Sprint, Hallmark, Cerner Corporation, and other businesses will be at the university tomorrow to inaugurate the Digital Sandbox KC. The project is funded partly with a $1 million federal grant. Grant recipients use the money to create and expand what are known as proof-of-concept centers, where technology can be developed further and markets can be studied. The centers also provide seed funding and expert support. Another family who survived the deadly Joplin tornado in May 2011 has received a new home from a Springfield-based nonprofit. Convoy of Hope handed out the keys this week to its seventh new home. The charity says work on the home-building project began in February 2012, and construction costs are approaching $1 million. The charity expects to hand over the keys to the eighth home in the project next week, with others to follow in the coming months. The new high-tech, low-energy houses are specially designed with reinforced concrete walls. They include other features to make them sturdier and more sustainable than traditional houses. Convoy of Hope President Hal Donaldson thanked its partners. They include Adam Brady Construction, Alpha Title LLC, Project Safe Home, and others. A 26-year-old man has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for having a loaded handgun in his carry-on bag at Kansas City International Airport. Anthony Wynn of Kansas City was sentenced yesterday for having a weapon in his luggage. The head of the Missouri State Highway Patrol told House budget writers yesterday that it was his decision to pursue spending $5.6 million on a new airplane for the patrol's fleet of aircraft. Colonel Ron Replogle says the King Air 250 will be used for drug interdiction and other law enforcement operations, as well as for flying the governor to public appearances. GOP House member Jeff Grismore asked Replogle which would happen more often, law enforcement missions or executive use.
I don't have that in front of me. I would estimate it to be probably 70-30, somewhere in that vicinity.
70% patrol use?
No, the reverse.
Okay, reverse, okay.
That particular aircraft.
Replogle also says the $5.6 million price tag has been discounted and would likely have expired January 1st because the King Air 250 they bought was actually last year's model. House Budget Committee members also want to question the governor's acting Office of Administration chief about the airplane purchase. A Missouri Senate committee has heard testimony on legislation aimed at strengthening the state's open meetings and records law. Sponsoring Senator Kurt Schaefer said during a hearing yesterday, one significant change focuses on complaints about violations. Schaefer says current law puts the burden on complainants to show that a violation occurred. His legislation would require the governmental body to prove during legal proceedings that a meeting, record, or vote was properly closed. Current law allows penalties of up to $1,000 against government bodies or officials for a knowing violation. The legislation would reduce it to $100, but would no longer require that a violation be knowing. Supporters have included the Missouri Press Association and the Missouri Broadcasters Association. The Missouri Municipal League and the Missouri Association of Counties expressed concerns. The National Weather Service confirms that two small tornadoes touched down in southwest Missouri as a powerful storm swept across the state. No injuries were reported from either twister, which occurred about 20 minutes apart shortly before noon Tuesday. Survey teams yesterday reported evidence of an F1 tornado with estimated winds of 90 miles per hour near the Cedar County town of Cedar Springs. The path was about 2 miles long and 200 yards. Trees and outbuildings were damaged, and a house lost its roof. An F1 tornado was also confirmed in nearby St. Clair County, just outside Gerster. Two barns and an outbuilding were destroyed there. The tornadoes were spawned by a storm system that moved across Missouri with high winds and heavy rain Tuesday, with light snowfall into Wednesday. Another family who survived the deadly Joplin tornado in May 2011 has received a new home from a Springfield-based nonprofit. Convoy of Hope handed out the keys this week to its seventh new home. The charity says work on the home building project began in February of last year. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.